USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is expanding the eligibility for Pfizer coronavirus booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. The agency changing the emergency use authorization and now says those teenagers can receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting their second dose. Lawmakers continue to gather inside the Capitol Rotunda to pay their respects to former Kansas Republican Senator and Republican presidential nominee Bob Dole as he lies in state. He passed away over the weekend at 98 years old. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell recalls Dole's wit when the GOP won the majority in the Senate in the 1990s.
Bob described his Senate management challenges with his trademark wit. If I'd known, he said, we were going to win control of the Senate, we'd run better candidates.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The Senate is still considering President Biden's economic agenda, his Build Back Better Act, that they're calling a social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is important to help families that benefited from the extended child tax credit.
The best thing we can do is pass Build Back Better before some critical tax breaks from the American Rescue Plan, above all the child tax credit checks, come to premature end.
Democrats insist they'll have a vote on that bill before Christmas. An Oklahoma man who murdered an elementary school teacher has been put to death. There were no complications, and Scott Crow, who heads the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, notes Bigler Stuffler had little to say.
His only last words was he asked the Lord for forgiveness for those that were involved.
Stuffler is the oldest person to be executed in Oklahoma and the second oldest person since 1976. He was 79 years old. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts is dishing out more holiday advice for your parties.
Forced vaccinations and endless calls for more boosters, Dr. Fauci, on Washington Post website, is now telling Americans that have guests in their home this holiday season, make them show proof of vaccination.
When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, and that's the reason why people should, if they invite people over their home, essentially ask and maybe require that people show evidence that they are vaccinated.
President Trump's senior advisor, Kimberly Guilfoyle, on Newsmax explains her point of view to the government overreach.
This is just an incredible power grab by the government trying to control our lives, what we see, what we think, what we do, what we put into our bodies. I think it's just outrageous. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Weekly jobless claims are hitting a level not seen in more than 50 years. The Labor Department saying 184,000. 1,000 initial jobless claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 43,000 from the previous week's revised total and the lowest level since September 1969. The biggest increases for the week ending November 27th were seen in states like North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Ohio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.